In this introductory series for Loving Kindness Meditation, we've learned about the meaning and origins of metta traditions, the role of mindfulness in loving kindness, the importance of the heart, strategies for connecting our mindfulness to the heart, and ways that variations of loving kindness phrases can be adapted to meet your personal needs. In this final lesson, we will visit the Buddhist concept of enlightenment. The term enlightenment in Buddhism refers to the profound realization and awakening that allows an individual to see the true nature of reality. It is not merely about gaining an intellectual grasp of the Buddha's teachings, nor is it about experiencing extraordinary sensory perceptions. Enlightenment transcends both sensory experience and intellectual understanding, offering what is described as a direct and inexpressible insight into the nature of existence, where the individual and the ultimate reality are perceived in their true interconnection. The Buddha, after his own enlightenment, shared insights that aimed to guide others toward this profound awakening. He taught the path to enlightenment is one that is accessible to all who are willing to follow an integrated framework for ethical living, mental discipline, and wisdom. One of the most powerful aspects of the Buddha's teaching remains his emphasis on interconnectedness and compassion. He insisted that all beings are interconnected in ways that are not typically apparent to us, and that awakening to this understanding is pivotal for cultivating compassion and loving kindness toward all living beings. And once you make this pivot, you are free from so much unnecessary suffering. The practice of metta meditation involves a collection of methods which practitioners have developed over the centuries and which continue to be adapted to meet the needs of the present day. This effort is motivated by resonance with the Buddha's vision of a world more united in common humanity and kindness. Although there are long-standing doctrinal debates in Buddhism about enlightenment, it's important to note that achieving enlightenment does not necessarily mean the dissolution of the individual into a cosmic oneness in a way that obliterates personal existence. Rather, some suggest that it can be understood through the analogy of two rivers merging. Just as two rivers join to flow as a single river, maintaining their essence while becoming part of a greater whole, enlightenment unites the individual's awareness with the vast flow of reality. They may remain distinct, but are inseparably part of the universal reality, free from the delusion of separation. This analogy, like all analogies, of course has its limitations, but serves to illustrate the sense of unity and connection that are achievable by transcending distorted or exaggerated perceptions of separation between self and others, and between beings and the universe. Taking it back to a practical level, the practice of mindful, loving kindness is an honored path that leads toward enlightenment. As you continue integrating skills and insights from this course into your life, these practices can help you develop deeper concentration, gain insight into the impermanent nature of situations, and clear a path for compassion to flow more easily from your heart. Great Buddhist teachers have spoken of enlightenment as an ever-deepening realization that unfolds over time, offering infinite wisdom and compassion. This mirrors the teachings found in various sutras, where the Buddha emphasizes that the path to enlightenment is open to all who earnestly seek it, promising liberation from suffering and the cycle of birth and death, known as samsara. A sign of growing towards enlightenment is the natural emanation of love and compassion towards all beings. This reflects the understanding that all beings share the same fundamental desire to be free from suffering. The additional realization of the interconnectedness of all life fosters a profound empathy and a recognition of the intrinsic value of every being. Finally, the teachings highlight that recognizing the value in all beings is a cornerstone of enlightenment. This principle challenges us to reflect on our views of ourselves and others, encouraging a deep recognition of universal worth and interconnectedness. In conclusion, sustained devotion to a practice of mindful loving kindness cultivates a heart and mind aligned with compassion and wisdom. Through these practices, we nurture a profound connection to all beings, guided by the aspiration for enlightenment, and evidenced by our natural emanation of love for others and for one's own self. By embodying the teachings of the Buddha in our lives, we embark on the path of loving kindness that countless Buddhas and Bodhisattvas have traveled to successfully discover ultimate freedom and peace. If you haven't already, go ahead and find a comfortable posture. And as you settle in and get more comfortable, take a few slow, relaxing breaths and let your nervous system calm down just a little bit more. And as you start to find a comfortable rhythm for relaxed breathing, we'll begin to say the phrases, "May I be well," "May I be peaceful," "May I be free." We'll begin this practice by directing loving kindness toward ourselves. But as we continue practicing together over the coming sessions, we'll also practice turning that loving kindness outward. As you breathe in now, think of breathing in that kind intention for yourself. May I be well. May I be peaceful. May I be free. And as you exhale, let your body's natural relaxation response do the work of calming down your nervous system. Breathing in loving kindness for yourself. May I be well. May I be peaceful. May I be free. And breathing out, letting your body naturally relax. Continuing these cycles at a pace that's comfortable for you. May I be well. May I be peaceful. May I be free. May I be well. May I be peaceful. May I be free. And as we close this practice now, feel free to let these words continue washing over you throughout your day. May I be well. May I be peaceful. May I be free.